one short walk to the office, another slightly longer walk to Carrow Road, and it's my first day back at work after 3 weeks off, 3 and a bit weeks pretty much. First day back is a trip to Carrow Road for Norwich against Swansea. There won't be too many surprises in terms of the players. I got to see them all play against Lincoln and Newcastle in pre-season, so that's a little bit less catching up to do. But I had my wedding day for the Everton match, honeymoon for Watford and Gillingham, and I just about got in the same time zone to catch the Scunthorpe result. And that takes us to today. So I've sort of spent the week trying to catch up on seeing the highlights, goals, speak to people who've seen them play, and most people seem fairly happy about how it's going. But at least today I get to sample it for myself and make up my own mind. It seems there's been a huge amount of arguments and apologies and fallings out and bans and all sorts of shenanigans gone on since I've been away as well. So it might be interesting to see if the fireworks on the pitch match the post-match press conference, when I'll be the first evening news representative to be put in front of Paul Lambert since what happened this week. So that might be quite interesting too. I'm already prepared just to say, look, I was on honeymoon, had nothing to do with me. I think I'll be sticking to that. Anyway, I can't wait for the game. I think I'm doing the Pinken game coverage, which is a bit different to how it was last year, as we all know, but we also know it's not our fault. That's kind of the way it is at the moment until something changes. And I'll be doing the evening news for the weekend as well, so I can't wait, actually. Yeah, it'll be good to see some football. The season starts here for me, anyway.